This morning, the lesson will be entitled Waiting on God, which implies living a life of communion with God. Part of the prayer in Psalm chapter 25 helps us to see the proper course, which reads, "Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not thine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord." That's Psalms 25, verses 1 through 7. From this context, we should notice first a determined trust in God. Verse 1 implies a strong and holy desire to cling to God. A commentary to Psalms 25:1 might be 25:15, which reads, "Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord." From verse 2, "My God" implies personal trust, emphasizing humility and complete dependence upon God. "The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses," reads Psalms 25:17. "The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble," Psalms 37 and verse 39. God deserves our constant reverence and love. The psalmist said in verse 3 of Psalm chapter 25, "Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause." All humanity fails, so we should be covered with shame, as all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. But praise God, as He is merciful, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, reads 1 Timothy 2:4. Jesus told Saul of Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul, "Rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me," that is in Christ, reads Acts 26, verses 16 through 18. From verses 4 and 5 of Psalms chapter 25, we should notice a deep, genuine prayer for guidance. "Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths." From verse 4, we have the attitude of self-surrender, a humble learner who is willing to be led and be taught of God. Jesus said, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day," which is a reference to the coming judgment. "It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and that hath learned of the Father cometh unto me," reads John 6, verses 44 and 45. Concerning Saul of Tarsus, the Bible says, "He trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Acts 9 and verse 6. Saul was told, "And now why tarriest thou? That is, why wait? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord," Acts 22:16. "And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized," Acts 9:18. Some say they want to be led of God, but they can't do so by clinging to the religious traditions of men. Mark chapter 7, verses 7 through 9. The Bible says there is a way that is a singular way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof, that is the consequences thereof, are the ways, plural ways, of death. Proverbs 14:12. There are many ways of death, but it only takes one of those ways to get us where we don't want to go. Some be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Matthew 15:14. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah 10:23. We can be assured if we sincerely commit ourselves to God, He can guide us through His Word. Jesus prayed to the Father, sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy Word is truth. John 17:17. From verse 5 of Psalms chapter 25, we find the attitude of service. Wait does not always mean no action or resting. It can mean attend or serve as a waiter. It seems so in this context. Thought of service implies trust and work. Psalms 123 and verse 2 reads, Behold, as the eyes of the servants look under the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until He have mercy upon us. Read Psalms 123 and verse 2. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalms 27 and verse 14. Christians are waiting on God, so let's build lives around wait all the day. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Psalms 25:5. The time of this sanctified service is all the day of our life. I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work, Jesus said in John 9 and verse 4. Our sanctified service to God should be in worship. During times of prosperity, times of adversity, during our youth and our old age, all day in every aspect of our lives. The time of this sanctified service might be during a dark day, not seeing what God is doing for us during our times of trial. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law, Deuteronomy 29 and verse 29. Let your conversation, that is, your conduct, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13:5. The times of this sanctified service might be during a stormy day. Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. Reads Job 14 and verse 1. Cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Psalms 23 and verse 4. We should wait upon or serve God with the family. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice, the psalmist said in Psalms 55 and verse 17. We should wait or serve with the church. As the Bible says, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching, reads Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. From whom the whole body, that's the church, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, that's the Christians, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body or church unto the edifying of itself in love, reads Ephesians 4:16. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, Ephesians 5:19. Give unto the Lord the glory due to unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, reads Psalms 29 and verse 2. We should wait or serve when we are alone, thinking on righteous things, as the Bible says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think, meditate upon these things. Philippians 4 and verse 8. When working, we should serve with our might as unto the Lord. As the Bible says, whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Jesus Christ, Colossians 3, 23 and 24. An Old Testament Bible passage says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. That is, do your very best, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest, Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10. When eating meals, wait or serve by giving thanks unto the Lord. As Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would, John 6:11. When visiting or helping someone, deny self by serving the needs of others before self. Paul said, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Philippians 2:4. Wait or serve in affection for his goodness. Genesis 15:1 reads, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. We should wait or serve in hope and confidence, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us, 2 Corinthians 1:20. Wait or serve equals walk in his will. For if ye love me, keep my commandments, Jesus said, John 14:15. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city, Revelations 22:14. The Bible says that the priest Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless, reads Luke 1 and verse 6. Notice a few of the countless motives for waiting on or serving God. The graciousness of God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand, the psalmist said in Psalms chapter 37, verses 23 and 24. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even for evermore. Psalms 121 and verse 8. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4 and verse 19. What great peace and comfort this brings to us. Great peace have they which love thy law, Psalms 119 and verse 165. In Proverbs chapter 3, beginning in verse 13, the Bible says, "Happy is a man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her." Proverbs 3, verses 13 through 18. The Christian's reward has been revealed. "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Revelation 2 and verse 10. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Revelation 2:7. "For we look for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God." Hebrews 11:10. As we wait upon God, look on every day as the last one, not anticipating that it is, but being aware that it could be. David said, "Truly as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death." 1 Samuel 20 and verse 3. "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away." Reads James 4 and verse 14. Christians are waiting on God with a sincere cry for His unchangeable mercy. "Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord." From verse 6 of Psalms chapter 25, we find pleasant memories. Mercies of the past are pledges of mercies in the future. Psalms chapter 136, beginning in verse 1, reads, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever." That's Psalms 136, 1 through 9. Just a few verses later, he goes on to say, "Who remembered us in our low estate, for His mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for His mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. Read Psalms 136, 23 through 26. From verse 7 of Psalms chapter 25, we find painful memories. We should have been pure. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure, reads 1 Timothy 5 and verse 22. The latter part of verse 7 of Psalms chapter 25, we find uplifting hopes. Our sin may rise in waves, but God is merciful, who is the only refuge, offering safety. For mine iniquities are gone over my head as an heavy burden. They are too heavy for me, Psalms 38, verse 4. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great, Psalm 25, 11. O keep my soul and deliver me, let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee, Psalms 25, and verse 20. In closing, the lesson for us, serve God thankfully. Therefore, turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. Hosea 12 and verse 6. Invite some to serve God in penitence and faith, and as a result, find pardon and peace and eternal life. If you have a spiritual need, the Lord invites you and we wait to assist you. Please come while together we stand and sing.
Come to Jesus, He will save you. Though your sins as crimson glow, if you give your heart to Jesus, He will make it white as snow. Come to Jesus, come. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus.